Early last month, some Muslim families pulled their children out of state-mandated swim classes in Basel, citing religious concerns. They didn't want boys and girls commingling in the same course. As a result, the families were fined. And yesterday in St. Gallen, officials recommended a ban on headscarves in schools, saying a ban could help prevent discrimination of Muslim students by promoting openness.
Let's say on a general plane, it's an issue which we will have to face whenever societies are trying to mingle or to integrate a larger part of people into a society. So I think on a general plane, it's not related to religion.
Maurus Rankowski is a professor of Islamic studies at the University of Basel. He sees parallels in this debate over Muslims in Switzerland or Europe to debates over guest workers from past decades, which brought large numbers of Italian, Spanish, Turkish and Eastern European workers to Switzerland and Germany. Those workers were often talked about only by ethnicity, and something similar is happening with Muslims.
We are not willing any longer to talk about people from Muslim countries individually on an individual scale. So stressing that somebody is, let's say, an Alevi from Turkey or he is a Shi'i from Iran, but then that we tend to understand all people from Muslim countries primarily as Muslims.
Max Frisch, a Swiss author, wrote about the Gastarbeiter and the guest workers, and he said, we asked for workers, but we got people instead. And it was kind of a shift in thinking that it's not just a group of people, but it's a group of individuals who are coming. Is that the same here, that people need to really bring it down on a one-to-one level to really understand?
This remark by Frisch is an astute remark, which is still valid. One could say that we thought we would bring in people from less developed countries, and then it turned out that they have a different identity and they want to stress the different identity. So on the one hand, we have this general or, let's say, social phenomenon or mass phenomenon. On the other hand, we have to stress again and again that we will not have to talk about the Muslims as a complete entity, but that they are very, very individual. And it's clear also from these cases now from Basel that it's not related to the whole community of Muslims in Basel, but only to a very, very small group.
Rankowski urges calm in the debate over Muslims in Europe, especially in small incidents like that of the parents pulling their children from swim classes. He says the families probably just acted to preserve a sense of modesty and propriety in their kids. But Rankowski also says this debate is ongoing and will be frustrating at times. And while debating, we all need to be patient and must remember to relax. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Zurich.